AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump says he decided to postpone a rally tonight at the University of Illinois at Chicago because he didn't want to see people hurt or worse. Some people cheered, others booed when a public address announcer said the rally was being postponed. Ted Cruz, also in Chicago tonight, had this reaction to what happened.
The responsibility for that lies with protesters who took violence into their own hands. But in any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture of the campaign.
Cruz says hecklers tried to interrupt Trump earlier today in St. Louis.
Earlier today, over 30 people were arrested at one rally. And then tonight, as violence broke out, the rally was canceled altogether.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says a deal has been reached tonight to avert a transit strike at a minute past midnight on Sunday.
New Jersey Transit has come to a tentative agreement with the coalition comprised of all 11 unions representing over 4,200 New Jersey Transit employees.
Friends and family said farewell to former First Lady Nancy Reagan today.
Some brought emotional memories, others brought laughter. All remembered how devoted the former First Lady was to her beloved Ronnie.
Theirs was a love story for the ages.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney recalled a woman of charm and resolve. Former Secretary of State James Baker said she made Reagan president.
Absolutely, without a doubt, his closest advisor.
And now, said son Ron Reagan, his parents will lie together overlooking the Pacific forever.
As night falls, they will look out across the valley. My father will tell her that the lights below are her jewels.
This is Mark Smith.
And this is AP Radio News. The Army general who completed his tour of duty in Afghanistan as the top commander this year is going to be, he says it's going to be very difficult for Afghan forces as they fight the Taliban.
General John Campbell says the Afghans need to follow through with promised changes, such as taking a more aggressive offensive approach on the battlefield. Afghan forces took heavy losses last year, their first full year of fighting without U.S. troops in combat alongside them. Campbell is due to retire from the Army May 1st, after in March giving up command of the U.S. mission in Afghanistan, known as Operation Resolute Support. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police now say four men, not three, have been shot at a Muslim cemetery just outside of Calgary. A police spokeswoman on the scene says all of the men suffered non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.